Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Security around the U.S. Capitol is heightened again because of concerns about a possible plot by unidentified militia groups. Thursday's U.S. House session on the floor is canceled. A Senate Joint Committee has heard more testimony on events surrounding the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol. NPR's Alana Wise reports that the head of the D.C. National Guard testified that he waited over 3 hours for Pentagon approval to send in troops.
While the D.C. National Guard waited for the green light, violent pro-Trump extremists breached the Capitol and threatened lawmakers. Had approval come sooner, Army Major General William Walker said it, quote, could have made a difference in pushing back the crowd. Walker's testimony has so far been the most fertile ground for questioning from the Senate committees. The goal is to find out the shortcomings that led to the events of January 6th and determine if they could have been prevented. Walker testified that the delay was caused in part by concerns of the optics of sending uniformed guard troops to intervene. He said Pentagon officials warned him that the image could be damaging. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
House Democrats have voted to reform the nation's voting laws and overhaul campaign finance. The measure would reverse state requirements for people without ID to make sworn statements affirming their identity. It would also restore voting rights for convicted felons who've completed their sentences. The House vote comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in several states push new voting restrictions. The bill's fate in the U.S. Senate is uncertain. President Biden is criticizing states that have lifted mask mandates in recent days, calling it a big mistake. More from NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Calling it Neanderthal thinking, President Biden says it's unwise to lift mask mandates as the U.S. gets closer to being able to vaccinate all adults.
I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is urging Americans to continue wearing masks in public, even if state governors choose to lift those restrictions. It also recommends wearing a mask even after being vaccinated. It's unclear whether a person who's been fully vaccinated can still spread the virus. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats have bowed to pressure from party moderates to tighten eligibility for the next round of stimulus checks. Under a bill before the Senate, they're agreeing to limit the $1,400 relief payments to individuals making less than $80,000 a year and couples earning less than $160,000. Higher income limits are allowed in the version approved by the House. This is NPR News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has made his first public statement about the sexual harassment and misconduct allegations brought against him by three women.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it.
Cuomo also says that he has no plans to resign. Reggae icon Bunny Wailer has died at the age of 73. Wailer founded the Wailers with legendary singers Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
There was something undeniably charming about the way the Wailers' voices mixed together.
We are the small
Something that didn't come easy, as Bunny Wailer told NPR in 2016.
The thing about Wailers is that we are always rehearsing. Always. Until we party.
Bunny Wailer was born in 1947, and even after he parted with the Wailers in 1974, he continued on with a successful solo career.
My dreamland would be like heaven.
In a statement, Olivia Grange, Jamaica's Minister of Culture, called him one of the, quote, pioneers and standard bearers of our country's music. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower led by declines in technology shares. The Nasdaq tumbled 361 points. In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are lower. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR